Here's Walter Spires with today's Minute for Men.
This week we're putting a face on the phrase victorious Christian living. Last time we learned faith is a key to overcoming defeat. The second key is overpowering enemies. The first enemy showed up in the garden and won a huge victory over Adam and Eve. Since then, God's people have been under attack. We know that God protected Israel throughout their history. In Numbers, Moses wrote this, "The Lord will cause your enemies to be defeated before you. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways." Jesus told his disciples his enemies would also hate them. He warned their fiercest enemy would be the one they never saw, Satan and the powers of darkness that would plague Christians until he returns. My dear brothers, when our enemies seem to overpower us, remember the words of the Apostle John to persecuted Christians. Greater is he that is in you than he who is in the world.
For information about Desperate Men Ministry or Walter's book, All Men Are Desperate Whether They Admit It or Not, visit DesperateMen.org. That's DesperateMen.org.